Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, we're all stressed out. As a society, we deal with stress in so many different ways. And my guest is Eric Papp. He's a leadership speaker and author here to tell us about how we can deal with our stress and at this time of the year and other times of the year. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about, you know, I mean, we all are busy. We all have bills. We all, you know, work and have children and things to do. Everybody has something. And so as a result, it kind of builds up. We've got high cortisol levels and people are having heart attacks and high blood pressure. How can we deal with this stress effectively so that we can become a more motivated and focused person?
Well, Melanie, first off, thank you very much for having me on the show. And to answer your questions is two parts. One is to identify the stress that is happening in your life. So, for example, the holiday season, it could be getting together with family members that could cause some of those stressful moments. So, one is to identify it. The second area, then, in dealing with stress is to take ownership. You know, take ownership. What frustrates you? What irritates you? What causes you that anger? And then to meet it before it happens. So, I always urge people, you know, to call that person up or to maybe jot down some notes and have that conversation before you're put in a stressful environment.
So when you say have that conversation, if something is stressing you out, say a relationship, do you advise just facing that stress head on and getting past it? I mean, some people find that yelling, getting their arguments out, gets it past, and some people don't like to do that. The confrontation itself is going to cause too much stress.
Right, but even before you confront it, write down, you know, how you're feeling. Write down where maybe you haven't, you know, where maybe you fell short, you know, where you caused them stress. You know, jot this down, take some notes, and then call that person up. And it might be something like this: hey, you know what, I just want to say I apologize, you know, for some previous get-together, family get-togethers. I know we tend to, you know, get at it and such. And I just want to say that I'm sorry ahead of time, and I look forward to a much better holiday this time around and much better interaction. And but have that first, you know, taking ownership and also telling the person where you have fell short. It can't just be a one-way street where you're just going to yell at them and say, no, I can't believe, and you're like this, and da-da-da-da. You know, it's got to be that, you know, that self-inspection as well.
Well, speaking of self-inspection, and especially women, Eric, we are negative self-talk every day. We wake up and look in the mirror, God, am I fat? Oh, my God, look at those wrinkles. Why, you know, the negative self-talk contributes so much to the stress that we feel every single day. I know it does for me.
Yeah, and you're rightfully so. And that's what you just alluded to was very important, and that is right when you first wake up in the morning, what you tell yourself, the thoughts that you have, the first 20 minutes can affect the first 5 hours of your day. So it's very important that, you know, have some affirmations written down. Hey, today's going to be a great day. Today's going to be a great day. I mean, have some affirmations written down to even say to yourself. It sounds kind of hokey, you know, but at the same time, it really works. And then also before you go to bed at night as well is another key time that you want to really reprogram the mind, especially and guard yourself against the stress. And it's just, since we're talking about this, a great book that's out there, great resource, it's called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Dr. Shade Helmsetter. And that should help some folks as well if they're dealing with some self-talk issues.
Well, so give us a few of those kinds of things. I mean, you said that we can write down our affirmations. Today is going to be a great day, you know, certain things like that. So what else can we do besides the affirmations?
Well, one is to write down three or four that are relevant to you and your situation. So, like, for example, I start off the day and I'll say, you know, I feel incredible. And then, I say it a couple times. Today's going to be a great day. People are going to say yes, yes, yes. You know what I mean? I start saying these things. I go through a couple other ones, and it sounds kind of funny, but it really lays the foundation for a successful day. So first I would tell folks is to identify what three or four, you know, affirmations that they want to have that are relevant to their situation, jot those down, and then get in the habit of starting to say that. And even throughout the day, I mean, even if you record on your phone, your iPhone or your Android, And then you can even play that throughout the day as well, just to kind of remind you if you catch yourself slipping into those negative thoughts.
Now, what about, you know, letting it all loose? Because as I pointed out before, some people yell, whatever. But do you advise counting to 10, taking deep breaths when we feel that maybe anger, the stress coming out, maybe at a work environment where we might rather say something to our boss that we shouldn't and it will get us in trouble, rather than thinking about it first, getting ourselves kind of in that different mindset?
Yeah, well, I advise folks, you know, don't wait till it gets to that point. Don't wait till it gets to that point that you're just going to blow your top. I mean, you know, when something irritates you or something aggravates you or somebody says something or somebody rolls their eyes in a meeting or your boss says something to you, you know, and if it irritates you or you're not quite sure, go talk to them right away. Hey, you know what, I think I might have misunderstood you. You know, what did you mean by when you said, you know, this and this? So really talk to them and see what's going on right away. Don't let it build up. When you let it build up, then it starts to fester. And then, you know, then when you do blow up on somebody, they're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe, you know, what's wrong with that person? And they don't realize that you've been carrying something around with you for 2 weeks, 2 months, or in some cases, 2 years.
That's true, because when you carry that stuff around, it does tend to blow. What about relaxation techniques?
Relaxation techniques are great, but the main thing is to identify your stress and to take ownership to see what is troubling you. But relaxation techniques, you know, being able to just sit in a chair for 10 minutes and not move a muscle is, you know, is a required skill set nowadays, because we're such a very interaction-based, you know, society, in terms of we're always interacting with somebody, whether it's our phone, whether it's, you know, somebody coming to our office, whatever the case may be. So we're very, you know, stimulants. We like that. But at the same time, being able to just kind of relax, you know, whether it's in your car, just driving your car without the radio, or going for a walk just in silence without your phone, can also be very helpful to start to slow down your mental process.
Well, you talked about the car, and I was going to bring that up next, because the car is a source of stress and anxiety for people all the time, and you hear about road rage and traffic and parking and smells and get, you know, how do you keep the car when you have to get to work in that? Every single day, it can start your day out as a nightmare just right there.
It can, but you have to look at your mindset of how you view the car. If you view the mindset of my car as, oh, it stresses me out because I hate traffic, blah, blah, you know, well, we got to look at, okay, what do I have to do? Well, I have to drive to work. Well, how far that is? You know, okay, with traffic, let's say it's 45 minutes. Okay, well, I have to do that. That's the given. I do that every day. Now, I can approach this differently. I can approach it as a time. This can be my reflection time. This can be the time that I think about what I'm going to get, you know, Christmas gifts for people. This can be the time where I listen to one of my favorite books on audio, you know, in the car. This could be a time where I can think about my strategy for 2013 and my business career. So, I mean, you can use the car for a lot of different ways, just besides, you know, when you're driving to someplace. So that's something that we need to be aware of, is just how we view the car. I mean, I view the car, you know, it's just another way to get them in. I can call someone on the phone. I can catch up with a friend that I haven't talked to in a while. I can listen to an audio book. I mean, that's how, in a sense, I view the car. And when traffic happens, I listen to something else. So it's kind of the way we view it first. But if we view it from a mindset of, oh, you know, I hate this, it's very stressful, then our stress is only going to increase from there.
So your best advice in the last 30 seconds, Eric, for handling stress at this time of the year and all year round?
Identify it and take ownership, and then eventually learn to let go.
Identify it, take ownership of it, and learn to let go. And those are the things that we're talking about as far as the positive self-talk and writing down, literally writing down your affirmations. I think that is a great idea. I'm a big fan of writing these things down and getting it out and talking to someone before it blows up in your face. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and staying well, stay well.